All right, everybody, welcome to the Unscripted Jeopardy podcast. I am your host, Doug Hummer. This is the last second round match. The winner of this match will join John, Tim, and Lord help us, Kevin Swift in the final. Before we introduce everybody, because two of the guys have not called in yet, we have, of course, I have with me my my brother Daniel.
What's up?
My trusty Eric.
Hi, hello.
All right. And joining us, it is supposed to be Joey versus Mark versus Kaylee versus Sharon. Joey and Mark are not here yet. I'm going to give them about another, 90 seconds to call in. But Kaylee is here.
Hello.
And Sharon is here.
Howdy.
Howdy.
All right, real quick, I'm going to take care of a couple of plugs real quick. Listen to Boxmark, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, .com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Listen to us Friday nights, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This Friday, we already got a poll up as to what our show's going to be. It's either going to be top 10 Bret Hart matches, top 10 Eddie Guerrero matches, top 10 ECW superstars, or top 10 worst feuds of all time. You can also find us on Patreon, patreon.com/EU podcast. And that's pretty much it. Let me just real quick see if I can get somebody up here. But yeah, Daniel, is there anything you need to plug?
No.
Oh, Eric, what time this week is Hard Hits? Or what day?
I start asking if I'll ask him after the show. I'll let you know.
All right.
I'll ask him now.
So real quick, Bailey advanced into round two by beating Eric's brother Chris, who could have cared less whether or not he was in this thing, and mine and Eric's friend Joe. Sharon advanced by beating, of course, mine and Daniel's mother and Daniel's friend Sky. So, all right, so nobody else. Oh, here's Marcus.
Not my name.
All right. Well, it is because you're late.
Do we need to really go through some of your names?
Some of my names?
Just saying.
Those were only aliases I had when I was in prison. All right.
Fuck Joey.
Yeah, let's just get rolling here. All right. This is the final match of round two. There are 10 categories. Two rounds, 5 categories in each round. Round one, the point values. Oh, here we go. Joey.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, beautiful.
Hey, everyone, right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It happens. All right. In round one, the questions range from 100 to 500 points. Five questions in each category, 5 categories in each round. If you sweep a category, you get 500 bonus points in round one. If you sweep a category in round two, you get 1,000 bonus points. Your round one categories are Bob's Burgers, Spider-Man, Star Trek, the Buffalo Bills, and Big Bang Theory. All right. Let's see. Yeah, Dan has Corey. All right. Sharon and Kaylee, the first coin flip will be between the two of you because two of you were not late. All right. Kaylee, heads or tails?
What was that?
Heads or tails?
Tails.
All right. Sharon, it's heads. All right. Joey and Mark, it's between you now. Mark, call it in the air, heads or tails?
Tails.
All right. It's heads again. All right. Sharon, call it in the air, heads or tails?
Tails.
Heads, is this a double-headed? Well, there's no such thing as a double-headed penny. But, Joey, you get first pick.
All righty. Let's go big and do Spider-Man for 500.
Okay. All right, for 500 points, Joe. Who is now? Remember, Joey gets first crack, and then if he doesn't get it right, Sharon gets a chance. If she doesn't get it right, Mark gets a chance. If he doesn't get it right, then Kaylee gets a chance. All right, but Joey, for 500 points, who is the actor that played Rhino in The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Paul Giamatti.
Correct for 500 points.
Let's keep it going. Spider-Man for 400.
All right. Who is the successor to Peter Parker in the role of Spider-Man?
Miles Morales.
Correct. Another 400.
300. Keep it going.
All right. Name all three actors that played Spider-Man in the movie.
Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland.
Correct.
Spider-Man for 200.
All right. Who is the villain / anti-hero that Spider-Man has to team up with to fight Carnage?
To fight Carnage is Venom.
Correct.
And let's close it out for 100, Doug.
All right. What is the name of Spider-Man's significant other that dies at the hands of Green Goblin?
Gwen Stacy.
That is correct. By the way, you swept the category, therefore you get the 500 bonus points.
Heck yeah.
Nice try.
Thank you. Let's do Star Trek for 100.
Okay. For 100 points. Which Star Trek actor devised the Klingon language?
Devised the Klingon language?
Yes.
Is it Leonard Nimoy?
Incorrect. Sharon?
William Shatner.
Incorrect. Mark?
I don't know.
All right. Kaylee? Kaylee?
I also don't know. Sorry, I
okay.
had you muted on accident.
Okay. All right. The answer is actually, and I've never actually even heard of this guy, James Doohan.
Okay.
Joey, you still have control.
Star Trek for 200.
Okay. Which episode did Joan Collins guest star on? And this is often ranked as the best episode of the original series.
I don't know.
Okay. Sharon?
Nope.
Mark?
Season 1, episode 4. I don't know the title.
Okay. Unfortunately, I need the title because that's the only thing I have written down. Haley?
No idea.
Okay. It's called City on the Edge of Forever.
Mm.
All right, Joe.
Star Trek for 300.
All right. What species known to the Borg as species... Eight, two, nine were deemed unworthy of assimilation.
Is it Klingon?
Incorrect. Sharon?
I have no clue.
Mark?
Ferengi.
What's that?
Ferengi.
Incorrect. Daly?
I have no idea.
All right. It's the, and I've never heard of this either, the Kazan. Or I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
Kazan.
Oh, thank you, Mark. All right. Joey, go ahead.
What are the other categories again? Let's switch it up.
All right. We still have Bob's Burgers, Buffalo Bills, and the Big Bang Theory.
Let's do Buffalo Bills for 100.
All right. For 100 points, who is the current head coach of the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, is it
I
Doug
know.
Marone?
Incorrect. Sharon.
Sean McDermott.
All right, Sharon got it. 100 points.
Let's do Bob's Burgers for 100.
Okay. All right, for 100 points. In the season 5 premiere, Work Hard or Die Triangle, Gene pitches a musical adaptation of what 1988 action film?
Die Hard.
Correct.
Oh, Bob's Burgers for 200.
Okay. In the season 7 episode, Bob Actually, what kind of class do Bob and Teddy take?
Poetry.
Incorrect.
What was the question?
In the season 7 episode, Bob Actually, what kind of class do Bob and Teddy take?
Tango.
Incorrect. Kaylee.
I don't know.
Okay. Joey?
Is it painting?
Correct. It's actually a hip-hop dance class.
Oh, damn.
Sharon, you still can...
Let's try Bob's Burgers for 300.
Okay. In the season 7 episode, The Cork Deucers, what kind of food does Linda find that she says reminds her of her late grandfather?
Kind of food?
Yes.
Mushrooms?
Incorrect. Mark.
Repeat the question.
In the season 7 episode, The Cork Deucers, what kind of food does Linda find that she says reminds her of her grandfather?
Mints.
All right. Incorrect. Kaylee.
A potato?
You got it. It was a potato.
Wow, good job.
Thank you. I try.
All right. You actually have control now.
Oh, okay. Buffalo Bills, 500.
500, all right. What team did the Bills acquire Stephon Diggs from?
Vikings?
Correct.
Bills, 400.
Okay. What year did the Badgers. What year did the Bills last win the AFC East?
Long time ago. I don't know the exact year.
Okay. Joey.
Was it 97?
Incorrect. Mark.
92.
Incorrect. Sharon.
What did Mark say?
He said 92.
93.
Incorrect. It was 95.
Damn it.
All right. Kaylee, you still have control.
Keep going with the Bills. 100 now, right?
You have either 200 or 300.
300.
Okay. What team defeated the Bills in last year's wild card round? You don't know?
Patriots?
Incorrect. Joey?
Was it the Titans?
Incorrect. Mark?
The Raiders.
Incorrect. Sharon.
Florida? Dolphins?
Incorrect. It was the Houston Texans.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, Kaylee, do you want the 200?
Yes, please.
All right, what year was Josh Allen drafted to the Bills?
2018?
Correct.
Okay, good.
All right. That does it for the Buffalo Bills category.
Can we do Ninja Turtles for 100?
Ninja Turtles is in round two, Kaylee.
Oh. What is left?
There's still a couple of Bob's Burgers questions left. I believe there's still a couple questions left in Star Trek. And there's a whole Big Bang Theory.
Well, let's do Bob's Burgers for the highest amount there is.
Okay. All right. So for 500 then?
Sure.
Okay. In the season 4 episode Uncle Teddy, what do Bob and Linda jump into a hotel hot tub to get even with the other convention attendees?
Could you say that again? You cut out a little bit in the middle.
Okay. In the season 4 episode Uncle Teddy, what do Bob and Linda jump into a hotel hot tub to get even with other convention attendees?
Mayonnaise.
That is partially correct. They also dumped something else.
Was it mayonnaise and relish?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you still have control.
Bob's Burgers for 400.
Okay. In season 4, which one of the Belcher kids became the captain of the cheerleading squad?
I don't know.
Haley, I need an answer.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Joey?
Is it Gene?
That is correct for 400.
What do we have left?
There still are... two questions left in Star Trek. And the entire Big Bang Theory category.
Let me do the highest point total for Star Trek.
Okay. Which Star Trek captain is known for his love of baseball?
Is it Picard?
Incorrect. Karen.
I know nothing about Star Trek. I don't know any of the captains.
Okay. Mark.
Commander Sisko.
All right, Mark's on the board.
Give me the other Star Trek.
All right. Which original Star Trek actor appeared in the pilot episode of Star Trek The Next Generation?
DeForest Kelly.
That is correct. All right, Star Trek is completely off the board.
That just leaves Big Bang, right?
Correct.
Oh, let's start it off with 100.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. I had it. For 100 points, here we go. All right, for 100 points, what is the name of the comic book store owner?
Stu?
Yes. It's Stuart, but I'm going to give it to you. All right, Mark. You still have control.
200.
Okay. What season did Leonard explain to Penny what happened to the elevator?
Season 5?
Incorrect. Kaylee?
Season 3?
Correct for 200 points.
I'll do that for 300.
Okay. What did the guys name their physics bowl team?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, Joey.
I have no idea.
Dan?
PMS.
That is correct. All right, and Sharon, you now have control of the board.
Well, Big Bang Theory.
400?
Sure.
What theory earned Sheldon and Amy a Nobel Prize?
Oh. It's a reverse something, but I don't know the whole name of it.
Okay. The Mark.
Can you repeat the question, please?
What theory earned Sheldon and Amy a Nobel Prize?
Uh, reverse entanglement theory?
Incorrect. Kaylee.
Super asymmetry.
What was that?
Super asymmetry.
It's so close, but incorrect. Joey.
Super something.
Super asymmetry theory.
What was that, Joe?
Super asymmetry theory.
That's correct for 400 points.
Whatever Big Bang Theory question is left, I guess.
All right, for 500 points, what is the name of Sheldon's nemesis at Caltech?
I have no idea. Nelson?
Incorrect. Karen?
Isn't it Barry?
Yeah. That is correct for 500 points. Barry, obviously, I'll accept. Also, Barry Kripke. All right. That ends round one, and your scores at the end of round one. Of course, I dropped my book. All right. Your scores at the end of round one are, in first place, we have Joey with 2,800. In second place is Kaylee with 1,700. In third place is Sharon with 1,100. And Mark is right behind her with 1,000. Your second round categories are NCIS, the Justice League, Pitch Perfect, Rap Music, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, the questions range from 200 to 1,000 points. You sweep a category, you get 1,000 extra bonus points. Joey, you're in the lead, so we're going to start with you.
Let me do Justice League for 100.
Okay. All right, for 100 points.
200 points.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, 200. Sorry. Yeah,
200 points. 200 points. Name at least one person who has taken the mantle of Batman other than Bruce Wayne.
Thomas Wayne.
Who is that?
Thomas Wayne.
Yeah. Actually, incorrect.
Thomas Wayne did take the mantle of Batman.
Did he?
What was that? My turn?
Thomas Wayne was Batman.
Was he?
Yeah.
Thomas Wayne was Batman in the Flashpoint universe.
All right. Then you know what? I'll take your word for it. And I'll go ahead and I'll give it to you.
Okay. I'll do Justice League for 400.
Okay. All right, for 400. In the comic book event Identity Crisis, what is the name of the elongated man's wife that is murdered in the beginning?
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this. Is it Sherry? No, I don't know.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Sharon, your turn. Okay. Mark?
Sue Debney.
That is correct for 400 points.
Justice League 600.
Okay. Name the Green Lantern in the animated series.
Which animated series? Do you want Justice League or do you want the actual Green Lantern animated series?
Well, the category is Justice League.
Well, you got John Stewart, you got Hal Jordan, you got Guy Gardner.
right. Well, I was looking for John Stewart.
Well, Hal Jordan also appeared in Justice League when they had some time troubles going on, so.
All right, well, you get the point. All right. All right, you have control.
800.
All right. What popular Superman villain joins the Justice League?
Lex Luthor.
Correct for 800.
Justice League 1000.
Okay. Which member of the Teen Titans was reconfigured as a founding member of the Justice League in the new 52 reboot?
Cyborg.
Correct for 1000.
Let's go Turtles 200.
Okay.
Mommy,
I'm trying to eat my cereal. All right, so for 200 points, what is the name of the turtle's master?
Splinter.
Correct.
Turtles for 4.
Which actress plays April O'Neil in the newer Ninja Turtles movies?
Megan Fox.
Correct for 400.
Turtles for 6.
Okay. What is the turtle's food of choice?
Pizza.
Correct for 400.
Turtles for 800.
All right. Which sport does Casey Jones play? All right.
Oh, let's close it out. Turtles for 1000.
Okay. Okay. Which two turtles have the hardest time getting along?
Leonardo and Raphael.
That is correct for 1,000. And by the way, you get the 1,000 bonus points for cleaning the category.
Let's go to NCIS for 200.
Okay. All right, NCIS for 200. All right, so for 200 points, Mark, what agency did Caitlin Todd work for before she joined NCIS?
The Secret Service.
That is correct for 200 points.
NCIS for 400.
All right. What is the name of the woman that is the ex-wife of both Gibbs and Fornell?
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Okay, Kaylee.
Cool. Diane.
Correct for 400.
I want to do rap music for 200.
Okay. All right, 200 points. Who discovered 50 Cent in 2002?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Who discovered 50 Cent in 2002?
That would be Eminem.
Correct for 200 points.
And then can I do rap music for 400?
Yes, you can. What was the name of 50 Cent's debut album?
What's up with 50 Cent? 50 Cent's debut album?
Yeah.
Get Wet?
Incorrect. No.
Damn it.
All right. Joey,
Get Rich or Die Trying.
That is correct for 400 points.
Let's do rap music for 1,000.
Okay. What is the name of Flo Rida's 2007 breakout single?
I know it.
Well, it's not your turn.
Hold on. Is it Boots with the Fur?
Incorrect.
Oh, is it? I know what it is.
No, that you already answered.
I know.
Don't give it away.
What year
Sharon.
Did you say again?
All I can think of is Apple Bottom Jeans.
Incorrect. Or wait a minute. Is that it?
What?
Is that the actual? Or that's not the name of the
Florida?
Song. Oh, wait a minute.
No, that's not even his song.
Okay.
No. No, that's not his song.
All right. I had a lapse in judgment there. Marv.
I don't listen to rap, man.
I always thought you were down with the rap music. Kaylee.
Low.
Correct.
What is it?
Low.
Low, 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 low.
So Epic was part of the song. It just
right,
wasn't
I just
the name
didn't
of...
know the name.
All right. Kaylee?
Rap music for whatever's left.
Are you 600 or 800?
Six.
Okay. What is the name of DMX's best-selling album?
Violator?
Incorrect.
Is it me?
Yes.
Album. Is it what is it? It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
Incorrect. Sharon.
I've no idea.
All right. Mark, you rap music aficionado, you.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Incorrect. And then there was X. All right.
That's the one.
Rap music for 800.
Okay. What is the name of Eminem's alter ego?
Marshall. Oh, wait, yeah.
Right. Incorrect.
Wait, what? Yo.
Slim Shady.
Oh, correct. Wow. What am I thinking? That's his name.
Ah, Scaly.
I just took the L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Joey, you actually have control.
What do we have left?
I'll tell you as soon as I find it. All right. We have left. There's still a couple of questions left in NCIS. And we also have the entire Pitch Perfect category left.
Oh, give me Pitch Perfect for 1,000.
Pitch Perfect for 1,000? All right. For 1,000 points, what is the name of the guy that fell for Emily in Pitch Perfect 2?
Oh, is it Jacob?
Incorrect. Sharon.
Hi.
Legacy.
Who fell for her?
Yes.
I don't know. Mark.
No, Mark's married. all right. Mark, it's actually your turn.
I can't think of his name offhand.
All right. Kaylee?
Is it Ben?
Incorrect. It was Benji.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ben doesn't. Anyone mad enough?
No.
I was thinking of.
All right.
Here we got robbed.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I did.
All right.
If you could stand in line with Bobby. All right, Joey, it's your turn.
Pitch perfect for 800, please.
Okay. What is the name of the German group that are the Bellas rivals in Pitch Perfect 2?
Mommy.
I don't remember. Drawing a blank.
Okay, Karen?
The Sound Machine?
Correct.
Hey.
Are you in control? There's still three questions left in Pitch Perfect, the 200, the 400, and the 600, and then there's still three questions left in NCIS, the 600, the 800, and the 1,000.
The lowest amount one.
All right, so for 600 points in NCIS, Sharon, what is the name of the man that bombed the Navy Yard in season 9?
What's that? Parson?
Incorrect.
Oh.
The name of the guest? Hold on. Mark, it's your turn.
I don't remember.
Okay. Kaylee?
I didn't even hear the question. The name of the what?
What is the name of the man that bombed the Navy Yard in season 9?
The name of the man. I don't know.
Okay.
Tom?
Incorrect. Joey?
Frank? I have no idea.
Harper Deering.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sharon, you still have control.
Stick with NCIS.
All right, you want to do the 800?
Sure.
All right. What is the name of the town Gibbs grew up in?
Stillwater.
Correct for 800 points. All right, you want to do the 1,000?
Sure.
All right, what season did Abby leave the show?
14?
Incorrect. Mark?
Season 13?
Incorrect. Kaylee?
Season 12?
Incorrect. Joey?
I mean, I might as well go with season 11, right?
Incorrect. One of you should have gone up. It was season 15. All right. There's three questions left in Pitch Perfect, the 200, the 400, and the 600. Sharon, you still have control.
Perfect.
Or?
The lowest.
Okay. Which actress plays the role of Becca?
Anna Kendrick.
Okay, that is correct for 200 points. You want the 400?
Sure.
Okay. All right, what is the name of the a cappella group Chloe and Becca lead?
The Bellas.
Correct. All right, and then for 600, what did Fat Amy nickname Emily in Pitch Perfect 2?
I don't remember.
Okay. Mark?
I don't remember.
Okay. Kaylee.
Is it? I don't know.
Okay. Joey? Joe, I need an answer.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Is it trust fund? I have no idea.
No, legacy.
Oh, that just seemed too easy.
Yeah, mainly because I said it to you 10 minutes ago.
I know, that's why I didn't say it.
Put down the phone and maybe, all right.
Final Jeopardy.
I'm playing my game. You're
supposed to be playing this game. All right. At the end of round two, your scores are Mark and Mike with 8,000. In second place, we have Joey with 4,200. And tied for third, we have Sharon and Kaylee at 3,300.
Close race.
Indeed. All right. Now for Final Jeopardy. Here's the way Final Jeopardy is going to work. There are four Final Jeopardy questions. You're each going to get your own question. Now, you can wait and you will wager points. You can wager as many points as you have. So I'm going to ask you which question you want. You're going to tell me. Then I'm going to get your point wager, and then I'm going to ask you the question. The category for Final Jeopardy is sitcom families. All right, and Sharon, since you're going to lose the fastest, we'll start with you, since you and Kaylee are tied for third. Do you want a question A, B, C, or D?
A.
Okay. You can wager up to 3,300 points. How many do you want to wager?
Oh, let's go all of it.
Okay. All right. This sitcom family shares the same name as the family from Full House, but they also keep an alien around whose real name is Gordon Shumway. Put down the fucking phone.
What?
This sitcom family shares the same name as the family from Full House, but they also keep an alien around whose real name is Gordon Shumway.
Yeah, Tanner?
Correct for 3,300 points.
And guys, just know when he says put down the phone, I'm playing a game. I'm not Googling answers.
They heard you say that you were playing your game.
I know. I just want to make it clear because he keeps saying put down your phone.
Well, what did you say? I wanted to say it. All right. Kaylee, you're up next. You want B, C, or D?
D, please.
Okay.
All of it, I'm wagering.
Okay. On the sitcom The Nanny, what is the name of the father of the Sheffield children?
Maxwell?
She got it. Okay. Joey, you're up next. Do you want B or C?
I'll take C.
All right. How many points do you want to wager?
Everything, 4,200.
Okay. And you said C?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. On the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, what is the name of the Banks family's talk show host daughter?
Hillary.
That is correct for 4,200 points. All right, Mark, obviously you're getting question B. And Mark, just know you are only 400 points behind Joey right now. But you can wager up to 8,000. Mark, are you away?
Let's wager 500 points.
Okay. For 500 points and the win, question B. What are the names of the two youngest Brady children?
Don't know, don't care.
All right. So he loses 500 points. He puts it 75. All right, so that means with a total of 8,400 points, Joey, you're moving on to the final.
Woo!
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Joey, I will message you on Facebook when I know when the final's going to be.
Just let me know, Doug. I won't be late.
It will not be 3 months from now, I promise.
All right, don't hurry. I'll be ready either way.
All right, but all right, so your final scores were Joey winning with 8,400, Mark in second place with 7,800, and then tied for third were Sharon and Kaylee with 6,600. So, all right, so your finals in Jeopardy will be John versus Tim versus Joey versus Kevin Swift. One of these things does not belong, and that would be Kevin Swift. But, all right, thank you, everybody, for being a part of this. Congratulations again, Joey, and I will contact you soon.
All right.
Congratulations. Have a great time with all of you. Have a great night.
You too, Joe. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Bye. Later, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. This was the last second round match of the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament. The finals will be coming soon. For Eric, Daniel, and myself, and Sharon, Kaylee, Joey, and Mark, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Tuesday.